For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake. Leonardo's Kitchen. It's a dedicated gallery at the Museum of Texas Tech, featuring creations from the arts to science to laboratories. I talked with Dr. Gary Morgan, executive director of the museum, about this wonderful space.
We chose Leonardo's Kitchen because we didn't want to call it a laboratory or even a studio. You know, we threw up names like, oh, it could be an art space or a studio or lab. But all of those names have this kind of elite and rather daunting association with them, especially if you haven't ever been in one. What we wanted to do was break down those perceptions. So we went with kitchen because kitchen is something everyone relates to. And it's the most creative room in the house.
Because it is.
Everybody does experiments in the kitchen. Now, some of those experiments are successful, and some of them aren't.
No.
and that's exactly like experimentation in art and science. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
And it's a continual heuristic process of exploration, but it's based on a real desire to learn and expand the human experience. And I think kitchens are about very much about that as well. And, of course, tagging Leonardo in front of it was a reflection that we wanted to capture the diversity of experiences and exhibits which could be here, ranging from science to the arts and everything in between. And, of course, we all reflect on Leonardo da Vinci as perhaps the manifest example of the polymath, the human who could engage with the sciences and medicine and geography and many aspects of the arts, all of which could be a factor in Leonardo's kitchen. I look at a university like Texas Tech as providing me with thousands of potential adjunct curators, people we can work with. For the university museum, I think that really key niche is to establish networks across campus, working with anyone who has an interest to work with us in creating products which have a public accessibility to them.
How do you see lab work translating into artwork for Leonardo's Kitchen?
Well, in some cases it will, in other cases it won't. We could present lab work strictly through an engagement with the results of the research. Later in the year, you might come into this space and see a mock-up of a laboratory with some of the research being presented. That, too, would allow an entree to the visitor to, you know, what underpins research, what are the motivations, what is the scientific method, what is the artistic method, what do they have in common, how do they differ, and so forth. So the physical engagement that we put in this space won't always be defined by art. In some cases it will. In some cases it will be much more science. Mm-hmm. And I think there are some really interesting ways in which artists and scientists can work together. And I'm really hopeful that this space will be able to, over time, demonstrate to the public some of those collaborations where, for example, the artist can work with a scientist, interpret the science through art.
Oh, interesting.
And that to me is really fun stuff. It brings together people who, as I say, we tend to expect to be thinking about things very differently, but in fact conjoin and collaborate, and you never know what they're going to throw up. That's the other unpredictable element of this.
Right.
And I like a bit of unpredictability. Yeah, I think that's good. If you have things too finely defined and formulaic, then you lose that kind of eclectic unpredictability which underpins creativity.
Join us Monday as we look at the current exhibit in the kitchen, Land Arts of the American West. For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Brandy Blake.